This is Peter Reed interviewing Denise Scott Brown for the Archives of American Art on October 25th, 1990, at the offices of Venturi Scott Brown in Manayunk, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Venturi Scott Brown and Associates.
And Associates. Very good. Okay, let's... Okay. Well, why don't we begin at the beginning? And I understand you were born in Zambia.
Yes.
Which in 1931 was, what, Northern Rhodesia?
That's right.
Tell me about your family, your background. How was it that you were born in Zambia?
Because basically my parents were living there.
What were they doing?
My father's family were from Johannesburg, South Africa, and he, as a young man, dropped out of college and went up north, as they said, to seek adventure and a living. Things were never quite that way. In actual fact, my family on both sides are from Eastern Europe, on my father's side from Lithuania, and on my mother's side from Latvia. And they left Eastern Europe to escape pogroms, and my grandfather arrived, I think it was in 1899, at Cape Town, having done the standard immigrant thing that's so well known in America. He worked to earn the fine his family would have to pay the army, and then he left. I could say he'd been a businessman since the age of 12. We grow up much later these days. He'd been a cattle merchant. And by the time he left at, I think, about 14, he was established, and he had the money to pay the fine, and then he arrived. They went steerage, and he arrived with 10 shillings in his pocket, which was not very much then. He worked on the docks till he had enough money to go inland. This was also the time the Boer War was starting. And he reached Johannesburg and started in business there. Now, that had to have been about 1900. My grandmother was a young woman living in Johannesburg. Also, I think she was from Latvia. And her family, her father ran a boarding house for the other young Jewish immigrants from Latvia or Lithuania. And so she was the boarding house keeper's daughter. They married in 1904. By that time, my grandfather was well off enough to have a rather smart wedding. We have this beautiful wedding photograph. This beautiful young woman, I think she was 17. And by the time my father was born in 1905, their fortunes had already changed, and he was born in a poor district of Johannesburg called Friedendorp. So my grandfather was up and down in this way as a merchant. There was a time when he owned, with 18 partners, a wholesale butcher shop. And so my father was one of seven children growing up in Johannesburg, and they were a middle-class family, and the great aim my grandmother had was to send her children to college. Well, my father went to satisfy his mother for a year. He had done pretty well in high school, but his heart wasn't in it. And I think that there is a strain of slight dyslexia that runs through our family. And he is a very brilliant man, my father, but when it comes to, he reads a great deal, he has a very profound knowledge of history, but he reads slowly. And I think there was a good reason to drop out of college and learn in Life's University, which is what he started to do up in Northern Rhodesia. When I say it's not as simple as going and seeking adventure, the way Jews went to different countries was the first generation may have gone alone, and I have a theory that the first generation were slightly deviant. That's why they had the guts to get up and go. I once had a professor who said psychotic, like all our grandfathers.